Chapter 10 Lysander The Ash Rain.
Let fall the rain! The disembodied voice of Atalantia comes through the communications nodes secured on my auditory canals. Like a conductor's baton, it sweeps the music into motion. Thump, 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 go the spit tubes. My world turns, and my star shell is ingested into the honeycomb of the wall. Outside, the shell's facial shield, the throat of the spit tube, pulses with red light. Thump, 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 another 100 men. When falls the rain, be brave. Be brave, my grandfather said. I do not feel brave. I am not the center of this symphony. No one even cares I'm here. Where is the immortal majesty the poets promised me? Where is the stern will my ancestors preached to their children? It was just an illusion conjured by fools who never left their libraries, or by agents of necessity. This is the noble lie. Every frayed nerve, every quaking cell, screams in horror, urging me to crawl out of the tube to escape this insanity. Is a man a coward if he realizes that bravery is just a myth? The old tell the young, so they line up for the meat grinder. My first toy was a wooden sword. Adults think it adorable. Better dead than a coward, Aja would say when a member of the Palatine would fall in combat on some far-off sphere. Better rotting meat for worms than the butt of a passing joke or an embarrassment to the beloved dead. What hilarious things we do for people who will never know we did them. I have not used the mind's eye since the rim. It makes me feel like my grandmother's puppet. But in my fear, I have nothing else on which to rely.
Fear is the torrent, I whisper. Fear is the torrent. Fear is the torrent.
I am not here. I am no physical being, electricity tethered to carbon. I am a pattern. And so is the world. With that acceptance I release a measured breath and sink molecule by molecule into the mind's eye. I see Octavia as if she were before me. She sits in her ocular sphere. The glass walls of the room are open and the city laid out beneath her. Her eyes look down at the oracle on my wrist, its stinger waving.
Do not let fear touch you, she whispers.
The intricate creases in her face are like the spider web in the high corner of the room.
Fear is the torrent, the raging river. To fight it is to break and drown, but to stand astride it is to see it, feel it, and use its course for your own whims. Now, Lysander, if you want me to lie to you, if you can...
The memory sputters, invaded by another. Curtains waver like guttering candle flames. I am walking down a hall toward a black door etched with a single phrase. Music tinkles behind the door. There is laughter. But as I reach forward with my little hand to push it open, I am swallowed by shadows. The spider web emerges from the shadows. A fly struggles to escape, but with each strain entangles himself further.
Fear is the torrent, I rasp with Octavia. Fear is the torrent.
Her face is bathed green. I surge forward. Urine streams into the catheter. My stomach drops to my heels. My vision flickers. A ball of vomit catches halfway up my esophagus as blackness crawls at the corner of my sight. By the time I remember to breathe, the Anihilo is already 20 kilometers behind me. My gut swirls again and I cough up bile. It sprays, murky brown, into a plastic catch over my mouth. Around me, my suit whirs and flashes with the nonverbal communication between blue pilots and gold flight leaders. Clipped commands crisscross over the comm.
and narrow my mind's pupil to constrict the influx of information and collate in the background as I slip into the flight flow etched into me by midnight school aviators. My mind runs through a collection of instruction sequences, eyes siphoning and collecting data till I've assured myself and Overwatch, the maintenance support brigade on the Anihilo, that my systems are nominal. Only then do I look up and gape at the grandeur. The invasion sweeps along in its silent song. Ahead, the silhouette of Ajax's star shell is dark against the night side of the onrushing planet. It flickers like white phosphorus as the particle cannons of the Anihilo and her gunships lance diagonally across the horizon and toward the breach. The energy beams illuminate streams of star shells all around me, hundreds of men in metal, and yet they form little more than a tributary of the great flooding river gushing from the fleets of the 200 lesser houses and giants Grimoth, Falf, Carthii, and Votum. The vanguard of our force falls, uncontested. The ships become fainter than needles in the darkness behind. The planet grows. Its night faces black, the continents laid out like tatters of a death shroud, trimmed in gold by city lights along the coasts. Its north pole wears a mutating crown of electric green aurora. As we pass into the mesosphere, we cross the planet's meridian from night to day. A golden bow of sunlight blazes around the planet as if it were Apollo's own, and we, the children of Hyperion, racing our chariots home. For a moment, it makes me miss that far-off city and the home I haven't seen for half a life. The day face of the world reveals itself. Beneath the faint shimmer of Darrow's shifting tropospheric shields, are small icy poles, strings of mountain ranges, temperate alpine elevations characterize the north, jungles stretch to the south. Between them lies a mountain-studded equatorial desert, the infamous Ladan, eater of armies. The infant typhoon detailed in the mission data report does not look too menacing. It forms a thin spiral cloud layer over the Sycorax Sea. There is time enough to be lost in the majesty, and to remember nature did not provide this with her careless hand. My race of mortals carved this paradise from irradiated rock and violent gas by channeling the greatest virtues of all men in common cause. A patriotic pride that I did not know I possessed fills me. The same blood flows through my veins as the man who sent the last of the Lovelock engines and storm gods here. But this zeal evaporates as soon as I realize I do not belong to the age of giants who made this, but to a smaller, meaner age, where men think war the height of human endeavor. I laugh at the cosmic joke. Only humanity could grasp the stars and then let them slip through its fingers for the pettiness in its heart. But I feel hope. That pettiness defined my grandmother's age. It may yet not define ours.
Fine launch, good men. I trust everyone kept breakfasts down, dinners up, Ajax says convivially.
There's a chorus of laughter and high lingo rebarbs. Do they really love this? What creatures could be so at ease here and now? Am I even the same species?
Heliopolis will still be covered by the southern shield chain. We must penetrate via the breach and fly south, passing coordinates.
The trajectory data appears on my display. His voice becomes solemn as he delivers the Grimace Creed.
Should the void take you, celebrate, my friends. For before death there was glory. Prepare for atmospheric entry.
I wait for him to hail my private channel, but when the light blinks, it's Kalindora, not Ajax. Don't burn your main thrusters till we go horizontal. Let gravity do the work, not your generator. Simulators underrepresent drag, and don't activate your pulse shield till breach. No telling when we'll get a recharge. Last thing you want is your suit dying in a firefight.
Friction heat glows ahead of me as the first star shells begin their descent. I see Atalantia's Ash Legion descending to our left. The planet resists my entry. The starshell bucks as it enters with enough kinetic energy to compress the air in front of me and turn it into a furnace. A brittle layer of thermal soak tiles in the entry carapace absorbs the heat and sheds away. All around, scores of starshells burst from carapaces, winnowed by friction, to scream like wrathful locusts down into the blue sky. Wind and engines roar outside my shell as I join them. We do not come under fire. The Republic's shields that protect them from orbital bombardment also prevent them from contesting our descent. They shimmer 50 kilometers below, only 8 kilometers above the planet's surface. Atalantia parts from us, heading to the northernmost part of the breach, as we head to the southernmost.
Time to breach! 20 seconds!
Ajax intones as we pass over a mountain range toward the Ladan. The horizon toward which we fly is a holocaust of artillery. The concentrated firepower of the Ash Armada bludgeons the 1,000-kilometer-wide breach. Particle beams divide reality. Mushrooms bloom on the surface. In all the war, no one has used more atomics than this. I am horrified. The atomics drop on depopulated zones, but the fallout will kill thousands before it is scrubbed and meds distributed. Maybe more. Impossibly. The Republic fires back. Particle beams lance up from the breach at strafing orbital torch ships and high-altitude corvette gunships. Guided missiles chase bombers and send them spiraling down to crash into the southern shields like skipping stones. Atomics flash pale white in the troposphere. A beam connects with a Bellona corvette. Light ripples as the shield overloads, and a second beam carves through the helm of the ship. 30 million life threads interweave, some carrying on, others clipped short.
It is so horrible.
Be a giant, Ajax said.
How in all this?
Strategists, I understand, but warriors? I thought I did until now. The insidious arithmetic becomes apparent of how overwhelmingly visionary warriors like Darrow, the Minotaur, and Atlas must be able to shift the face of a battle once it's already begun.
T.O.B. 10!
We're over the desert now, skimming the shield dome. A gap in the artillery barrage opens as orbital ships redirect their guns to create a hellmouth. A corridor of protective fire. A second later, the first century of star shells from a Carthii destroyer enters the hellmouth and disappears into the breach. Rip wings follow. The century after them disintegrates as a particle beam slashes up from the mountains.
Breach!
Ajax says. Our century streams into a hellmouth. My senses overload. Munitions blaze around us, blinding flashes, metal colliding and vaporizing. But we outrace the sounds of the explosions we see, only to cross into the rippling sound waves of prior explosions. I lose Ajax in the mayhem. Airburst shells keen and explode to disperse harpies, fist-sized drones packed with EMP or explosive charges. I fire my left shoulder cannon at a swarm of them. A dozen slam into a ripwing. The engines die, and it careens out of the hellmouth into a friendly artillery shell. Then I'm through.
Fracture!
Ajax orders. The Legion's centuries splinter into hundreds of decades. I struggle to match their precision, nearly clipping Ajax's heels as I follow him. Kalindora and Serafina fall in behind me as we dive toward the jagged Hesperides range.
Clear your peaks! Leave the air to the Rippers!
The comm clicks, as he switches channels to our decade.
Decade one, we're on our own. Head north by...
Serafina's voice cuts him off. E-spike, shatter! My instruments register the electrical spike of rail guns charging. Out of the corner of my eye, a pinprick of purple light flashes on a mountain ridge. I fire my left shoulder thruster and shoot out of formation as a blur of dense metal whips through now empty air. 400 slugs follow the first in 3 seconds. A star shell disappears in a shower of debris. I can't tell whose. Then Serafina's rockets slam into the gun installation and bloom over shielding as it continues to fire unaffected. I activate my targeting laser, but before I can light the installation up, Kalindora's illuminates it. An orbital strike falls. A beam of white light that would flash blind the naked eye cleaves the mountain peak like a hunk of cheese.
Good spot for a Mooney. Compliments on the lightning, Anihilo, Ajax says. Decade one, cluster on me. We've a mountain range to clear.
He lights up my personal channel.
How's the war, little brother?
I struggle to reply.
Fast, he laughs. Tune down your inertial dampeners. It'll help you feel the manoeuvres. You're flying that masterpiece like it's a Cosmos hauler. You quite nearly tipped my heels. Twice.
Apologies. It's touchier than the Sims.
Touchier than the Sims. Ha! We'll make a peerless out of you yet. Now, belly down, good man. Welcome, party of aerial termites inbound.